Blog Talk Radio.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway? Right up the borderline is where I'm going away. For you, I'll be looking out. Night and day, took my heart to the limit, and this is where I'll stay. I can't go any further than this. I want you so bad, my only wish.
Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel like town, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always,
can
I'll meet
you
halfway.
Can you meet me halfway?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey America. What is going on? We are Tuesdays, and it does not change us Tuesdays or what the fuck Tuesdays. We got some dating games, bitch. How bad? The motherfucking dating. The two get together in front of you. What are you doing? Try to make somebody mad, see if they can last in this day and age, in this goddamn society, and in this world, honey. How you doing? But before we get into all of that, and you know, I cannot stay with y'all all day. I have practice, but I'll definitely give y'all songs a minute and try to come back on. But my house is full of people. Right now, we had the Atlanta Alliance meeting. Then I was supposed to be getting recorded for this little CD they're doing, and that this new singer slash club promoter doing, and they wanted me on the CD. I got so much goddamn shit going on. Every time I turn around, I'm in a crowd of people faces doing some kind of practice or something. Girl, I can't wait until I get checks for practices that I do. What are you doing? If the money could add up with all the practicing and the shit I'd be doing, I'd be a millionaire. What are you doing? Okay. But, you know, we are practicing for Gay TV tomorrow because we have a special show. So, please, could everybody come out and see our special Thanksgiving TV, gay TV show. It should be real, real cute about the situation. So definitely please come out and watch Gay TV tomorrow at 1 a.m. 1 a.m. it starts and it will be over with by 2, no later than 2. And then the mini roll. How are you doing? Cash categories. It's Thanksgiving Eve, so it should be real tangy flush about the situation. So everybody should come out and have some fun. Okay? Got it. What?
You don't see any fire radio. You don't.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, so there might be some tea coming there. Somebody did say they was calling in on the radio, too. So I won't feed it. But, yeah, definitely please come out and support the mini function. Tomorrow, it should be real Tangy Slush. You can watch our live show, definitely. And I have over 40-something Vulgars. And we have a host hotel for January 23rd, the 10,000. All of that will be coming up from on Monday where everybody can stay. We have a party for all the Vulgars that's voguing for the 10,000 on that Friday. That Saturday is the ball. And then that Sunday is the Rumble Ball. So that weekend in Virginia of January 23rd, 2010, should be very, very festive. Very festive. The girls are coming to play for that 10,000. So if you did not get your spot, we have a few spots left because I said I was not going over a certain amount of people. So definitely call in and get your spot if you don't have it. And we are running out of spots. Because the bitches have called in from everybody. They are coming with colors and numbers and all kind of shit. This is going to be festive. And then it's definitely going to be 20 judges for this segment. And I'm definitely writing down the judges that I want to pick because I want it to be fair as possible. And 20 judges, not at one time. It's 4 different segments. It's 5 judges each segment. So it's really going to be hot. So no one Vulgar have to run into the same judge all night. They only have one time to run into that judge just in case the judge want to be shady. They only have one time to be shady, and it takes 2 times for a bitch to be out of the program to get under a certain score. So definitely I made it fair as possible for anybody to enter. So I definitely hope anybody enter that know how to vogue and have fun. How you doing? $10,000, one winner takes all January 23rd, 2010. Okay? And the sponsor got very, if this is a full success, the next category is in June, the $10,000, then it's going to be either Realness Open to All or Runway Open to All or Face. But I already said Face just passed 3,500, so Realness or Runway. It's one of them, Open to All, $10,000, one winner takes all. How you doing? So, yeah, this is definitely something new that's adding to the ballroom. So definitely, yeah, come out and support and definitely come out to try to win the first ever $10,000 winner. Okay? Got it? Good. Okay. And then I'm going to start congratulating some of the, you know, Atlanta. It's that time of the year, very November, December, when we get together to pick all the winners for the awards ball, which would be Martin Luther King weekend, 1 week before January 23rd. And all the winners for all the year that they shit that they haven't done to win there of the year. So that is coming along. So definitely big ups to that, because they are definitely the next meeting where we pick all winners, and that'd be the beginning of January. So definitely, if I don't see you on Thanksgiving and all the rest of that, have a good Thanksgiving. And everybody that's leaving out of town and stuff like that. And then it's Christmas coming. How you doing? The biggest day of the year to me is Christmas. But that's next month. Let's go straight to New York City to the legendary mother, East Coast, Kelly, Miss Roy.
And now, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary, Kelly, Miss Roy.
Kelly, honey. Gotta go. Did the fat bitch fall asleep, honey? What the hell is going on?
An estimated 28 mpg. Reaction? They're texting.
Well, by the way, I don't know what this lady is doing. I just hear TVs or VCRs or something I hear in the background, very loud. Well, I don't know. What is she doing, honey? Is she eating? Is she asleep? I don't know what that lady doing, but I guess she'll be on in a minute. Switchboard, is Kelly having difficulties over there?
And now, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
How you doing?
What, was you having difficulties or something?
No, I signed on from my house phone. I signed on from my house phone. But then when I looked down at my cigarette pack, honey, I only had one cigarette. I can't do the show without no motherfucking cigarettes. So I ran outside, honey. I'm going to have to run to the gas station to get me some cigarettes. How you doing?
Come on, hurt you.
Yeah, so I'm in the car driving back to the house now. I have to run to the gas station to get me some cigarettes. So I'm in the car right now. I'm riding back to the house. But I got some tea though, but I'm gonna wait until I get into the house before I spill it, Miss Day. Honey.
Oh, we got tea, honey.
Oh yes, you know my phone be blowing up, honey. You know, the girls be hitting me up sometimes, and I be signed off from my computer, and I pay for my sidekick sometimes. Like, I pay my bill and everything for my sidekick, and I don't even turn my sidekick on half of the time. But lately I have been turning my sidekick on in the daytime and going outside with it, because the girls have been just hitting me up with so much tea and all types of things. How you doing, chat room? I can't see who's in the chat room, but I know the girls is out there and y'all in the room. I'm around the corner from my house, honey. I'll be there in a minute. How you doing?
How you doing?
And make sure you save my spot for the $10,000, because I'm definitely coming out. How you doing? Yeah. I'm coming for the $10,000, honey. I don't call my girlfriend that lives out in Florida, honey. She done got me some people that work at Universal Studios, bitch. So I'm coming to fuck through, bitch. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Amazing. The girls is going to be reading on the radio show that motherfucking Sunday after. They're going to be reading a Walk For Me Wednesday, Miss A. When I win that $10,000, they're going to say it was a setup, Miss A. You paid all five panels to pick me, Miss A. Because I'm coming to fuck through. How you doing? Yes, honey. But I'm on my way, honey. I'll be upstairs. I'm parking the car right now, and I'm going upstairs. I'll be on the house phone in about 2 minutes. I'll see y'all in a few minutes. Some hot, hot Balenciaga tea. So I'll see y'all in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, honey, could y'all picture Miss Kelly voguing for the 10,000? Bitch. First of all, let's break it down. Kelly, for presentation. Oh, shit. Let's see, it got four parts. Let's break it down. The first part is presentation. Presentation is basically 40 seconds and you come in the building and you do whatever you want. Oh, shit. You do whatever you want to do for that 40 seconds in that one solid color. That's your first outfit. So I can see Kelly breaking it through for the first 40 seconds before, you know, you got to grab them. You got to grab the mic, and they got to ask you, what's your name, or how's you in, how long you've been voguing, and why do you think you could be the $10,000 voguer? So you can't see Kelly breaking that down? That's part one.
That answer is...
Okay, let's see. Part two, your second outfit. So your second outfit is your best element. So that's your second outfit. You're supposed to put in your second outfit for best element, and you got to come through, and how they judge you is on how your outfit looks and how you vogue in your element. You can't see Kelly eating that?
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, let's move to part three. Part three, your one and only battle. She pick a number. Whatever number she picked, that's the number she battled. So you can't get eliminated with the battle. It's just your strongest battle, and you're taking off. So you're getting judged on your third outfit, and you're getting judged on that battle. You can't see her eating that battle, that one and only battle, honey. Let's see if she'll eat for a quarter. The last part is production. You have 3 minutes to do whatever you want to do in one solid color. Everything must be solid colors, from your accessories to your shoes to everything. And how they break it down is your creativity, your outfit, your music. You have to have voguing in your production, all of that. Now, that's the last part. Could you see her turning that out? Well, Kelly girl, Switchboard do not see you at all. Switchboard got very, no ma'am, it ain't no reason for you to sign up for the 10 G's because they just said no ma'am. You won't make it through for each battle, so that'll be a waste of time. We'll hold a spot for you, but they're saying it'll be a waste of time, girl. Stick to realness, stick to face. For voting in the battle.
That answer is true.
Stick to realness, stick to face. Oh, by the way, stick to runway. You got three categories. They said leave voguing alone, honey. Voguing is not a part of you. They say you can slam dance, though. They say you slam dance real well when you hit that ground voguing. But they can't see you winning at all. So I wonder what everybody's doing this season. So when they call in for the dating game, people will be saying, what are they doing for Thanksgiving? Is they staying home? Are they going to their mom's house? Are they eating at their friends? What is everybody doing for this Thanksgiving? Well, what I'm doing, I know I'm going to my mom's house. Every year, this is what we do. A bunch of queens call me that's close to the family, and some that's not close. And it'd be about 10 of us, and everybody hits it to Six Flags by my mother's house. And they play music, and everybody eats until they stuffed and be fag voguing and doing whatever they do at best, laughing and kikiing with my family. And then that's basically all I could do because I can't eat 15 plates. You know how bitches go to everybody's house and just eat something? I'd be then die. My stomach be then blowed up. I could eat one big plate of food. And then after that, bitch, I'm done.
I can't do it no more. So it usually be a big plate of food at my family's house because I don't really go to many other places, which I would love to go past Booty House, though. If, I don't know if Booty going home for Thanksgiving or what, because, you know, that's a cooking lady. With Booty cooking, and you know who else cooks down? Miss Trigony, bitch. She another hoe that cooks down, bitch. So, you know, there's a few girls that really cooks down, from my family to Booty to Trigony. And, you know, that's the food I've been eating in the last, you know, three to five years or whatever, with my family all my life. But the other two, you know, I'll be eating some of their food because their food is really great. Them is some cooking hoes. How you doing? So if you never tasted Trigony food, or if you, and Trigony mother cooks down too. But if you never taste Trigony or Booty food, it's for you to definitely, if you're around them this season, how you doing? To get a piece of their food because their food is phenomenal. How you doing? And even Tyrell cooks cute. I will say he's eating it, but he cooks cute. Okay, got it. Good. And then my sister, but she's in New York, Wanda, she cooks good. My family's just, you know, fat bitches cook good anyway. I bet you Miss Jasmine cooks down, you know, fat girls cook down, bitch. So, and I already know Miss Kelly cooks, Miss Fat Ass Cabbage cook. But you know, all the fat bitches that used to be fat know how to cook. How you doing? See, I'm skinny, so I don't know how to cook. Skinny bitches are evil. How the fat bitches say it? See, I don't know how to cook. Never did know how to cook. And if I could cook to survive, but I can't cook to say I'm going to invite y'all over for a dinner, bitch, they'd be like, girl, what's she doing? I would have to lie and then go to, like, Honey Baked Ham and get a whole meal and act like I cooked it, bitch, and then say, oh, yeah, it's sitting, right? You know, change it and put it in different plates. And they'd be gagging. I don't have time for that. That's just too much. All that lying to say you cooked something and didn't really cook it. No, ma'am. It's not that serious. Period. If you're not a cook, you're not a cook. And everybody has a talent. You know that? Everybody in this world has a talent. So that means if you don't know how to cook, pay it. Don't lie. You just don't know how. Because somebody else that do know how to cook don't know how to do something that you know how to do. How you doing? And if you think you are one of them that don't have a talent, trust me, everyone in this world has a talent. You just have to find what your talent is. And I promise you, you would gag that you got a talent too. And it's probably a talent that no one else has, or it's really hard to do that other people want to do. Everybody is talented in this world. You just need to find what you do best. How are you doing? Okay. And then another thing, when it comes to holidays, I love holidays fiercely. Like, holidays is like the biggest enjoyment of life to me. One of the biggest enjoyments of life is holidays because you get to love, you get to be around your friends and your family. You know, like New Year's, it gives you a chill. Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving. Them is three holidays that's like right behind each other. That's really phenomenal. Like, you need to be a part of it. But, you know, some people that, you know, like Jews don't celebrate certain things. But then they got that, what you call it, that Hanukkah shit or whatever, when they have 15 days of straight of giving gifts. That's like Christmas. They got their own way of celebrating Christmas, but in a different way. That's kind of crazy. Plus, you give a gift for 15 days straight, and then the last one's supposed to be the big gift. I should try that. And I'm not even Jewish, bitch. I should try to do that. Yep, because 15 gifts for 15 days straight, that would be real tears you clutch about the situation. Yeah. So, yeah, that's cute, too. And everybody has their weird holidays. They celebrate all the different, from the blacks to the Spanish to the white to the Creole to the Jamaicans to, you know, your nationalities and shit. Everybody got their own shit. Somebody said, I knew going to say that name. Somebody said, there's nothing like screwing the holiday in. Bitch, that's hot, though. Screwing the holiday in, screwing your birthday out. Yeah, screwing the new year in. Think about it. You fucking at 11:58, and you fuck straight through 12. You got to go straight through that minute, though, so you got to fuck straight through until you get to at least 12:02, 12:03. You know, just keep fucking, bitch. That's hot. That is Tansy Flush. How you doing?
they say you always supposed to, you know, I'm not really superstitious, but some people are. Like, people believe in don't leave your hat on the bed, that's bad luck.
Yes.
You know, that's superstitious. I don't really, I'm not really into that. Years ago I was. Don't sweep your foot, you'll go to jail, you're supposed to spit on the broom, all this weird shit, oh, what the fuck ever. What are some of the other ones? If a black cat passes you, that's bad luck. It's so many superstitious things. Oh, here's another one. You can't go pass around a pole. If the other person don't split the pole, that's bad luck. They have so many different. Yeah, I'm definitely going to the Chaparral tonight, son. My son said, me, asked me, am I going to the Chap? Yeah, I'm going to the Chap. That's after practice and after the radio, because the practice is going on in about a half an hour or whatever. But yeah, the bad luck, that's superstitious bad luck. It's so many. I'm trying to think of any more superstitious shit. So many different superstitious things. But I can't remember offhand. But I'm not really superstitious like that.
And now, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To be real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on?
Yeah, that is another bad one. Yeah, don't buy your lover no shoes because that's going to be bad luck. They'll walk out on you. Yeah, that is another one. I heard that one.
What's going on, Kelly? Nothing much, honey. Just sending out these I am to the girls, honey. You know, I got so many messages online. I don't get back in the house. The girls thinking it ain't no show, honey. So I have to send a message out. You know, I don't send a message out to my girls on my list, Miss Thing. They be thinking it ain't no show, honey, so I have to let the girls know, honey, it's a show, honey. So I'm just sitting here sending them out. I'm so sorry for inconveniencing everybody with my bad habits, honey, but I had to just have me some motherfucking cigarettes. How you doing, honey?
Okay, what other superstitious stuff that you heard about? I said
never buy your man a motherfucking pair of sneakers because the pair of sneakers you buy your man be the same pair of sneakers he gonna walk out your life in.
Yeah, we heard that one. We heard the bad luck bed. We heard a black cat crossing you. Don't split the pole.
Well, when my left eye jumps, so I know something's going to happen bad. Every time my left eye jumps.
Yeah, they do say something about a left eye jumping and something bad is happening. What about if your palm itch or something, money is coming?
Your hands itching, money's going to come to your hand and everything, honey. I need Father Camaro Blahnik to call in because somebody hit me up on my personal MySpace. And they want to talk to him. They heard his little intro last week on our preview of the dating game, and they want a piece of him. Can everybody please stop with the IMs right now? I have to get my IMs up and everything running right now. I'll give y'all a few minutes, and y'all can hit me back with IMs, but I can't do the IMs right now. I have to send out all these things to all these girls. I can't talk to IMs right now. I'm only to the M's right now. Honey, and I still gotta go.
Oh yeah, that's another one too. Don't put your purse on the floor. That's supposed to be bad luck for the women or whatever. There's so many. There's so many kikis, honey. I don't believe in that shit, honey.
Oh shit. Oh. Yes, honey. Well, oh baby, hold on. I gotta get down to my Mugliers and my Revlons and stuff and let them know, you know, the show is on, honey. Bitch, so they can tune in, honey. But yes, I definitely need Camaro to call in because I have somebody's their MySpace link and Yahoo for him because they're interested in talking to him. So if anybody's out there and y'all know how to get in contact with Camaro, please have him call in so I can definitely send him this information, honey. So you
definitely
know,
listen. One of his kids is listening, so he'll be calling in.
Yeah, so he can definitely get this information that I have, honey, because it's definitely gonna be some shit, honey. I need Cabalinti. I'm going to call in too, honey. Hold on. Okay, did I finish? Okay, I'm finished. Hold on. Let me log into the chat room, honey. Hold on. Let me log into the chat room so I can see what's going on in the chat room, honey, before I start spilling tea, honey. Hold on. Let me get to the chat room. You know, I'm running a little behind schedule tonight, honey.
honey. I'm running behind schedule, honey. How you doing, baby? How you doing? That's the number. Who number is that? Oh, that's Camaro's number. Okay. Okay. Hold on. I got to find the show link on this thing, honey, so I can get into the chat room so I can see what's going on in the chat room.
Oh, did you ever hear that one, Kelly? Don't let a pregnant woman do your hair, bitch.
Why?
I don't know. Is that a superstition? Please tell me why, bitch. What happened? That's another one that I heard. So superstition. Don't let a pregnant woman do your hair. Why, you going to get pregnant too, bitch?
Well, then let me let a pregnant bitch do my hair. What is going on? Her things doing your hair wrong.
Oh, your hair will fall out if a pregnant woman do your hair. That's the superstition for it.
I don't know what's going on with this Blog Talk Radio. It's really doing shows.
Hmm.
Blog Talk is doing shows right now. It's not letting me in the chat room. I'm gagging. But, honey, I got some exclusive tea, Andre.
Oh, really?
Why did the executive board of the House of Balenciaga kick Carl Balenciaga out the house today?
He called me silly and dragged me by my teeth, bitch. How you doing?
Yes. The executive board kicked him out. I was gagging.
Hold on one minute. It's the other line. Hold on.
The other
hello?
Line?
Yeah, yeah, hello?
Ain't no tea? Honey. Blog Talk is doing shows. It is carrying on. It will not let me up in the chat room, honey. I'm on the website. I'm logged on, but she is doing shows.
They do not want you on, honey.
But I have to see because there's people in the chat room that might want to hook up with somebody, and I need to get the name going on. I need to get the names on. So if it's anybody out there and you're on the phone line, whether you're in the chat room, well, I can't see the chat room right now. So whether you're on IM or anything, if there's somebody that you want out there, and you know that they're sexy, and they're single, and they're free, and you want to reach them, definitely hit me up with their names, and we'll try to get them on the phone line and see if they're interested in you, honey. But nobody that's in relationships, you nasty queens. So what are you doing, Andre? Is everything working out all right with you and Spider? Hello? Miss Ebony, can you hear me? Because I can't hear Andre. Hello? See, this is why I need the chat room so I can know if the girls can hear me. Hello? Can you hear me, Miss Ebony? Hello? Oh, y'all hear me? Okay, thank you. Because nobody's not talking to me or anything, and I can't hear Andre, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm not in the chat room. Hello?
Yeah, you can hear me now?
Now I can hear you. I'm sitting here saying hello, and
yeah, I couldn't hear you either at first. I couldn't hear you at first either.
And I'm gagging, honey, and I had to have somebody had to IM me to let me know what's going on. Honey, this is a fucking fool. Thank you, DJ Mike Hill. Honey, this fucking shit. Oh my God, I'm all over the place right now, and this is really working my nerves. Honey. Oh, brother.
But I wrote it over. But I just had it, so we didn't fucking fix
it. True. This is really working me tonight, honey.
What's working, you bitch?
I'm trying to get in this fucking chat room so I can get this game started, and it's really
hello?
My shit is working my fucking nerves.
Oh,
Like, and I'm really aggravated right now. Really. Talk to the kids while I work on this. Andre.
What'd you say?
Talk to the kids while I work on getting my computer working right.
Here's another one that I never heard either. Don't tell a butch queen how good your lover is. Laugh out loud. Yeah, that should be a superstitious bit, because if you say that, then you know that everybody want a piece of it. So that should be one of the ones added if they didn't add it. That is definitely funny, bitch. You got to keep what's yours silent, bitch. Because if you don't, it'll be everyone's. What are you doing? Well, that's if your lover want to be fast about the situation. Okay. But yeah, when her fat ass get back from checking whatever she got to check, I got a bunch of people in my room for practice, so I'm going to leave y'all for like 30 minutes and come back. How you doing? Because we have to practice for Gay TV for tomorrow night. Gay TV, definitely come out and watch it. It's the first comedy show ever. Switchboard, if you could see this number, could you put them on? This is Kai Balenciaga. It's 973-651. If you see that number, please put him on. So we'll see, because it's a lot of drama about kicking out of the house and stuff of that. So I don't know. It's 973-651, Kai Balenciaga, or ex-Balenciaga. How you doing? You already know how it goes. Every day, every time you turn around, someone is leaving the house, someone is getting kicked out of a house. There's always drama with the house. That's the ballroom for you. Drama, drama, drama. Always drama with houses. But that's the cuteness of it, I guess. Did you ever find out what I asked you? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't ever find out about the twist category. So I would definitely call Jack because I forgot to ask him. How you doing? Sorry. Someone is hitting me up about a category. Sorry. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot to ask. You know, they say when you get a certain age, you start forgetting. Well, I spoke to my father today, my biological father. He's like 73. He lives in Alabama. I didn't speak to him in about 6 months. But we don't speak often. Before that, it might have been 2-3 years, but I spoke to him twice in this year. But he actually was in the hospital for a second, but he's out now. We're not really close like we used to. I love him dearly, but we're not really close. But I did speak to him. And I don't know, it leaves a weird feeling in your stomach just to speak to, like, your father or, you know, your son or, I mean, and it gives you a loving feeling, too. Like, wow, you know, it's still a part of you that still feels the love for your father or your mother or whoever, you know, that even if you're not close to them, they still connected to you. They still gave you earth, you know, they still gave you life and things of that. It's weird. Just had to bring that up because I was thinking about that earlier when I was on the phone with him. It's like we didn't know what to talk about, but at the same time we did, and we found something to talk about, and he was laughing, and I was laughing. And it's just something to think about. Yep, so I wanted to bring that up. Somebody is hitting me up. Hold on one second. Someone is hitting me up. You're welcome, old man, because you're a little old yourself, honey. I've been around you for about 20 years. Yeah, Kelly?
Yes.
So you're back?
Yeah, I'm still not in, honey. I'm still not in. I don't refresh my whole computer, my thing and shit.
They sent over Kai Balenciaga number, so I guess he wanted to call in, and he might can't call in. So if you want me to text forward you the number, I can, because, you know, I got to get off the phone for a few minutes because of practice.
You can forward me the number. If he's on the phone lines, we'll find him, and we'll bring him on, Ernie. Send the number over. Are you online? Send the number to Switchboard. Send the number over to Ebony, and she'll bring him on. Because he's not on the phone lines. Okay. Bitch, how you doing, bitch? Thank the heavens, bitch. What the fuck is going on, bitch? Thank you, Jesus. I am finally in the fucking, hold on. I'm finally in the fucking chat room, honey. Hold on. I got the number right now. I just closed my, Explorer and get back up on, the thing. Hold on. I'm sending you over Kai's number now. Is Nicole on the line? Oh, my God. I don't know. Child. This shit is up working me, honey, and update your Windows. Okay, honey. Hold on. Nicole should be 347-577. Do you see her switchboard, Miss Ebony? Because I was in the chat room, but now I'm not in the chat room. It's just a lot. Blog Talk is really doing it. It's doing me dirty. Doing me dirty. Nope. Well, that's Kai number. We can start with him and see what he has to say. How you doing? Bitch. Let's see what Kai has to say. Because, honey, my tea came from a reliable source, honey. So I don't know, honey, what's going on with the girl. Mike Q, are you in the chat room? Hit me up and let me know if you're in the chat room because they doing me dirty tonight. I can't see y'all. I can't see everybody. I'm mad.
You
I can't.
You have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of 973-651-6543.
That answer is...
Baby. Well, Kai, we tried to call you. I don't know what's going on with your phone, honey, but we did try to reach out to you. You could definitely, you know, definitely press 1 and if you call in and get up on the phone lines, but we definitely did try to reach out to you. Oh, I don't know what's going on with me in the chat room. Michael, there's over 50 people in the chat room. I am so over it, I cannot be in the chat room. Well, I guess we're going to have to do it before I found out about the chat room, honey. We're just going to have to freak style this motherfucker tonight, honey. How you doing? Well, if you out there on our phone lines, on IM, Yahoo, AOL, and you're looking, I can't reset my whole computer, then it'd be fucked up. I can't reset my whole computer right now. If you out there on the phone lines, or you on Yahoo, and there's somebody that you want to hook up with, IM me their name. We're trying to get them to call in, honey, and find out if you're their cup of tea, honey. It's the dating game. And my girlfriend, Nicole, is definitely looking to... She's sexy, single, and free. How you doing? What? Yeah, so we're gonna get this. What's up, we're gonna get this game started, honey. Bitch, this is a really, you know, been saying I'm gagging at the girls with Dave. do you? I don't know, honey. I don't know. Switchboard, there's just so much going. It's just so much going on over here on my end. It's just crazy. Oh, my OM motherfucking G. What the fuck is going on with all of this shit? Re-motherfucking started, honey. Oh, my God. Somebody said they're looking for a bulldog. Oh, my God. Really? Is that what the children are looking for? Everything is just restarted over here on me. Everything is just keep rebooting and restarting. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But it's going to be all right. We're going to get it together. It's going to be, you know, I'm a bitch that can make a way out of motherfucking anything. How the fuck you doing? I need to find out where the fuck is my girlfriend, Miss Nicole, to find out if she is there a butch queen out there that likes my girlfriend. If there's any butch queens or any female figures that's out there and you got a crush on a butch queen or the butch queen got a butch queen that got a crush on a female, hit me up on Yahoo. So many people hit me up and down the girls is not hitting me back and telling me that they want to play. Oh, Mike Q, somebody just hit me up and they said they just texted me on my personal Batman line and just said they want a piece of Mike Q. So what's the tea, Mike Q? They said they want a piece of you. Are you sexy, single, and free, Mike Q? How you doing? Because, you know, I'm not doing people that's in relationships. I'm only doing single people. But somebody just texted me on the Batman line, and they said they want a piece of Mike Q. So what it do, Mike Q? How it do? Let me know. Hit me up. Let me know what's the tea. Mike Q is married. He cannot play the game. Sorry to my personal, I am on the Batman line, but he's married. So you can't play with Mike Q. Now try somebody else. Okay. I need to find out who in the chat room. I know my girls in the chat room are spilling out names, Miss Day, because they were spilling our names. 215-531, you on the air on the dating game. How you doing, baby?
Just listening.
You're just listening? Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Thank you for just listening, baby. Hold on. I got another caller. 312-823. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
Just listening.
Okay. Thank you for just listening, baby. Okay. Next caller, please, if I have one. 857-249. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
No, I'm just listening.
Why you just listening? You ain't nobody out there that you like? Hello? Private caller, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing? Private caller, you're on the air. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on, Mr. Bitch? This is a fucking mess, honey. Hold on, switchboard. Switch or Miss Ebony, can you please give me some music for a minute, Miss Ebony? I need to reshut my computer down because I need to get my shit started and I need to get it going the correct way. I don't like to be half-assed. So
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, yo? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Can you meet me halfway?
Across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel uptown, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around like every single day. I love you always, wait, I'll meet you halfway.
Oh,
What's going on? How you doing, honey? My Yahoo is the only thing that's working. I don't know why it won't let me in the chat room. I just had somebody just hit me up, and they said they have a crush on Kelly. Is that little Kelly Garcon? You got to tell me that what house these people in. I don't know people by just their first names, honey. Shut up, bitch! Honey, yes. Somebody hit me up and told me they got a crush on Kelly. I don't know what Kelly it is, but they said Kelly. Oh, my God. Chill. Switchboard. Alright, can you please send me the name of that record that was playing? Because somebody hit me up and they want the name of that record that was playing. Okay, hold on. I got the link. Click the yellow button. Okay, hold on. I'm waiting for it to come on down, honey. Because this is a fool, bitch. I'm gagging, honey. I don't like to, you know, I don't like to half-ass with anything I do. I like to be very professional. I'm waiting for it to come up. I don't know. I do not know. That was the Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway, the song that was playing. Yeah, sonny, you can meet me. You can definitely meet me halfway. How you doing? All these girls, sonny, these girls and things, honey. Do we have any phone callers? Anybody out there on the line is bold enough to come out and say that they're somebody and they want to talk to such and such and say, press 1-248-747. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly, this is Eric Evans. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Eric. How you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, Andre.
Andre's not here. It's just me.
Okay.
This is Lessons with the Legend.
Okay. All right.
There's no icon.
Okay. Well, Kelly, you know, you guys are doing the crush show or whatever, and I've said it before and even I've put on the spotlight once before. I'm going to come on and let it be known that I've had a crush on Joey Revlon for a long time, a very, very long time. He walks the old way, and it's just something about that man that just does it for me.
Okay, well, Joey Revlon, if you out there listening, or any Revlons that can get Joey on the line,
Father Eminence want a piece of Joey. How you doing?
You better know it.
Baby, he want a piece. So how you doing? What's going on? Let's get this love connection going on. The fan going on, honey.
And you know what, Kelly, I listened to the show last week, and Camaro, I mean, I, you know, Camaro's a friend of mine. Nothing like that, but, you know, Camaro just let me have it when he was on the show last time. He let it out.
Yes, and Camaro definitely, I got people that hit me up about Camaro, so I waited for Camaro to call in so I can send Camaro this information for these people that hit me up about him that want to talk to him, that want a piece of Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, yes. All I got to say is R-E-V-L-O-N, and trust me, I don't mind saying that name.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely try to get Joey up on the line, honey. How you doing? Thank you, Eric, for calling in. Okay. Next caller, please. Camaro just hit me up. He's on the line. Okay. We gonna look for your number. Oh. 678-6866. You're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, who this?
This is Lips.
Who?
This is Lips Blondie.
Hey, Lips.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I was calling today to say I wanted a piece of Ken. I think she's still a 007. He's a twist.
Oh, you talking about Ken Law. Big. You talking about Big Dick Ken.
Yeah.
And Kenamore, if you're out there looking, this is Lips Blotic. Lips Blotic want to show you exactly what his lips got to motherfucking tell, honey. So can you definitely call it? Because Lips definitely want a piece of you. How you doing? As soon as we're going to pitch you back on hold. And if Ken calls in, we're going to try to make a love connection between you and Ken. So we're going to place you back on hold, okay? Yes, honey, yes. Put our lips back on hold. 347-283, you on the air on the dating game. How you doing, Tyree?
I'm just going to say what's up, Kelly. You is fucking crazy.
Love connection you want to make out there?
I sure do. I have a lover. Thank you very much.
I thought you was calling and maybe you wanted to give TJ another shot.
I'm calling now just always so you started shit. Where's Nicole at?
I don't know where Nicole is. She was supposed to call in because I was trying to find her little witch quiz.
You know, I know who she wants.
Yeah, I know who she wants too. But I'm going to put you back on hold because we're not doing relationship people tonight. We're only doing single people tonight. This is the single sexy and free tour hosted by the legendary overall East Coast mother herself, Kelly Bitch Raheem. How you doing? Yes. 404-454, you're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
Hello, what's good, Kelly?
What's going on? Who you got a crush on?
Oh, I got a crush on Exotic Mugler.
And what's your name? Hello? Oh, I guess she gone. He got a crush on Exotic Mugler. The children want a piece of the children, honey. Yes, call in, honey. Give your name. Pick that person's name out there that you want, honey. And maybe they might just call in and you maybe never know what might happen. How you doing? Tyreek, somebody hit me up and said, you ain't got no damn lover. Honey, baby, this shit is just a mess, honey. Yes, okay, I know. 312-662. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly?
Who this?
This Spider.
Oh, this is Spider?
Yep.
So who you got a crush on, Spider?
Well, actually, I already have what I want right now, so I don't have no crushes.
Oh, you have what you want for right now? You know, I'm an old school queen, you know? So, you know, I take that as shade. You should have just said...
No, it's no shade. I mean, that's my lover. That's who I'm going to have for the next couple of years.
No, you should have said, I have what I want. You said, I have what I want for right now. So that means you're playing with it for right now.
Oh, no, it is.
You know, I read into things. But, you know, I'm going to let you go because this is only for single people tonight, Spider. I love you. See you next time you come to New York. Next caller, please. Yes. I ain't got no motherfucking chat room tonight, and I was over it. I'm gonna let y'all know I don't have no chat room tonight. I was definitely sorry, you're too loud. I'm sorry, I ain't got no chat room tonight, and I'm definitely over it because I can't see what y'all writing in the chat room, and I don't know what's going on with my computer, and I know people in the chat room is giving names and things, and I was over it, and I was going to just cancel the show, but you know what I said? I'm going to make this motherfucking shit work for y'all, bitch, and I'm dealing here, and all I have is Yahoo, so I'm going to make it motherfucking work, and I'm going to do what it motherfucking do, and I'm going to make the best out of it, chat room or not, honey. 323-898. You're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
What it do, Kelly?
What it do, who this?
This is Divine.
Who?
Divine.
No, Divine Hyden, what's going on, sister?
Bitch.
We are here on Dating Tuesday. Do you got a question on anybody out here in the scene, honey, that I can plug you up with?
Oh, no.
I'll find out later, honey. I go put my sister a blast like that, honey. I'll find out later.
Yeah, how you doing?
Nothing. I'm just sitting up here and I'm relaxing, honey. I'm just sitting here relaxing, doing the dating game with the children, honey. They calling in and they giving their names and they telling who they got a crush on and, you know, who they see they
I'm listening. I'm waiting for breakfast.
Huh? You said what?
I said, I'm listening. I'm waiting for the breakthrough. I'm here. What happened?
Okay. Well, you never know. Somebody might come on and say they got a crush on Mother Divine, honey. I can bring you straight up on the line. Honey, these children like the femme queens, honey. They like the women, honey. Maybe you never know. Yeah. Somebody go call in and say Divine real soon, honey. And I'm going to bring you straight up.
No, I don't like me put on blast. No, don't do that. It might
I'm going to bring... Okay, well, I'm going to bring you straight up on the line. As soon as they say, I got a crush on Divine, honey, I'm going to bring you straight up on the line with them, honey. Yes, honey. So I know it's somebody out there that like my sister, honey. My sister has a nice place in L.A., honey. My sister's a fabulous hairdresser, honey. She's sexy, she's single, and she's free, and she's on her motherfucking diet, honey. She runs her 5 miles every motherfucking morning around the motherfucking park, honey. The body and the ass and everything is begging, honey. It jiggles, it's everything. So if you want a piece of my sister, honey, call in because she's definitely single, honey, and definitely ready to mingle, and she has a nice job and a nice vehicle. How you doing? Yes, honey. We gotta plug my sister up, honey. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I love the commercial. I'm sorry.
Yes, honey.
All right.
Well, we gonna place you back on hold. As soon as somebody hit me up and say your name, honey, I'm gonna go straight back to your call.
Oh my God.
Okay. Hold on. Pick the vinyl hall and give me the next caller. 5 minutes. Hold on. Wait, let me send somebody. It's asking for the number for the show. Hold on. Let me send them the number for the show. Okay. They want to call in. Private caller, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing, private caller? Private caller? Private caller, you're on the air. Okay. Next caller, please. I'm only going to do 2 private callers, honey, before I take them off the, not stop taking private callers at all, honey. Okay, no. See, this person that hit me up and said you got a crush on this Balenciaga person, you have to tell me exactly who you are, and don't lie about the situation, because then when I go to look for your name to give it to this person and you lie, then, you know, you got to tell me who you are. 313-722, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing, baby?
Hey, Mom, what's going on?
What's going on?
Not much, on the way back from Kentucky. You and Tyree was trying it.
Oh, so who you got a crush on?
Chopper Ebony.
Oh, Chopper Ebony. Chopper Ebony, TJ Mizrahi, what a piece of you. Call in Chopper, let's chop it up. Chop, chop, chop. How you doing? TJ want to chop it up with Chopper. Yes. Let's make it do what it did, bitch, because we can do it. Okay, TJ, if Chopper calls in, we got to come back to your call. 678-662, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing? 678-662, six, hey. Seven. Yes, who's this?
What's going on, beautiful? This is Camaro, the father, blind. What's up?
What's going on, Camaro? Somebody hit me up on my personal MySpace, and they left their whole little bio and left their Yahoo Messenger, and they linked to their MySpace, and they said to pass it on to you. So after the show, about 1:10, after I finish wrapping up the show and stuff, you hit me up on Yahoo, and I'm going to send you over his information, and maybe we have a love connection. And if it's a love connection, come back and tell Mother to hook it up and let me know.
Now, are they cute? Now, you seen their picture. Are they cute?
I see his picture. He's a cute young man, honey. He's a cute young man, and he said he travels, too. So maybe y'all can travel together. And if it's a love connection, you got to come back here to Mother Love, honey, and let
me
know.
I'm going to be in New York next month for the New York Awards Ball.
Oh, well, maybe he might be in New York, too. How you doing?
Well, you know, if we out there, maybe you could go out to eat with us if we go out. How about that?
Yeah, I go out to eat with y'all, interview y'all for the show, honey. And y'all can come back on the show and let them know that legendary East Coast Mother Kelly hooked y'all up. How you doing?
That sounds good. Sounds good. Hey, real quick, though, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Mother Econ Blahnik for the ball this weekend in Charlotte and the father, Terrence Blahnik, for winning the mini-grand for realness. Just want to say, you know, big shout-out to them and everybody who walked. You know, but back to the love, you know, so I want to show them some love real quick. Today they did a great job.
Okay, so I'll definitely let you know. This person,
right, thank
you, okay, so hit me up about 1:10. Okay.
All right.
So this person that hit me up, and you want a piece of, Thaddeus Aga, you have to tell me your name so I can let Thaddeus know that you want a piece of Thaddeus, honey. How you doing? Yes. Switchboard, do we have any more callers, honey? This is really cute. I'm getting my life, even though I'm not on the chat room and I can't see what's going on. I'm still having fun. 816-377. You on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tell me, what's your name?
I'm from Missouri, but this is my first time calling, and I'm just listening, and you're carrying me. You really are.
Okay. Thank you for just listening. But you don't got, it ain't nobody out there in Missouri or New York or any one of the states that you got a crush on.
Yeah, well, hold on. I have a friend here that knows you.
Yeah, there is someone in the ballroom who I have a crush on.
Well, what's your name first?
This is Fresh Jordan.
Fresh Jordan. How you doing, Fresh?
What's going on, Kelly?
Yes. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a crush on Smiles Milan.
Oh, we can't do Smiles. Smiles is a relationship. Sorry, Fresh. Somebody else?
Rob Balenciaga.
Who?
Robert Balenciaga.
Robert's in the relationship, too. We can't do Robert. We're not breaking up happy homes.
I like George Mizrahi. He's cute, too.
Oh, you want George? Oh, hello?
Yeah, Father George.
Oh, Father George, honey. Father George is taken. How you doing? Baby, you gotta. Baby. Wait, hold on, Miss Ebony. Hold on, Miss Ebony. Hold on. Honey, baby. I see you's a desperate housewife. You're trying to break up home. Honey. Baby, you want all the children that's taken, honey. Yes, you want.
Somebody just beat you to them.
Oh, yeah, somebody beat you to them. But you never know, honey. You know, keep your eye open. You never know, honey. They might, you know, give you a little wink, wink on the side. How you doing? Thank you for calling it down. I am gonna hit me up about Thaddeus. Somebody just hit me up and said Thaddeus is in a relationship, so Thaddeus is off the market. Thanks. 404-545. You're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Who
this? This is Tony 007.
Oh, this is Tony 007. Hi, Tony. Who are you interested in, Tony?
I had called earlier. I got bumped off by Exotic Mugler.
Oh, you want Exotic Mugler. If anybody out there, they know Exotic Mugler, and if he's single and he's mingled, Tony 007, from where, Tony? Where you from?
Detroit.
You're from Detroit? Well, Tony 007, I don't know who you are. So, you know, hit me up on Yahoo. Maybe Exotic is single, and maybe, you know, maybe he's ready to mingle. So, and, you know, maybe I can hook you up, and y'all could trade Yahoos or IMs and things and stuff, okay?
Yeah, Kelly.
My Yahoo is legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com.
Okay, okay. I got you.
But you had to find somebody else. They said Exotic is taken, honey. Okay? So hit me up on Yahoo, though.
I got
you. Okay. Hold on. Next caller, please, if I have one. I got text messages coming through and everything. 904-469. You're on the air on the Dating Game. How you doing?
Because of the I was fucking.
Wait, hold on. Let's get the tea. Let's listen for a minute.
Breathe. It was long breathe.
What are they talking about? Maybe somebody can decipher this conversation.
My phone ain't working on speaker.
Hello? Switchboard? Next caller? Honey. Okay, next caller. Hold on, honey. Yes. 646-842, you're on the air on the Dating Game. How you doing? 646-842, you're on the air.
You know, I got a question, Mother D.
Yeah, Mother D who? Hello? Hello?
I just got a question, Mother D.
And who is this calling? Hello? I already know who that was, Switchboard. I know the number, honey. I know the number, so I know who that was. That was somebody calling and playing games, honey. Tyreek, if you on the phone line, somebody want to know, are you really in a relationship? Because they got a piece, they want a piece of you, and it's not TJ, honey. And they want to know, are you single? For real, are you really in a relationship? Because they want a piece of you. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Hello, private caller. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Okay. Next caller. Oh, hold on. Ginger, if you out there and you're listening, or if somebody's around Ginger, honey, Ginger, somebody, can you please hit me up, Ginger? Somebody is interested in Ginger, honey. How you doing, Ginger? Okay. Okay. Wait, hold on. 443-857. You're on the air on the Dating Game. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air. Hello. I guess not. Chip. Wait. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Hold on, honey. I have the person name for Ginger, so Ginger don't have to call in. I have the person's screen name. Ginger could just hit me up on Yahoo, and I'll pass the screen name over to Ginger for the person that that wants Ginger, honey. And if Chip 007, Chip's the 007, I didn't know he was a 007. Chip 007, call in because somebody has a crush on you, or hit me up on Yahoo at legendarymotherkellymizrahi.com, yahoo.com, and I can pass you on the name, honey, of the person that wants a piece of you. Yes, honey. I know that's right, honey. Switchboard, do we have any more callers? This is really cute, honey. The children want a piece of these children and things and things and things of that nature, honey. Hold on. 404-929, you're on the air on the Dating Game. How you doing?
Whose phone is that?
Who is this?
Hey.
How you doing?
It's all the girls. You got Ginger, Susan, Pretty.
Ooh, we have a bunch of girls over there. So y'all all looking for love?
Yeah. I talked to a big nose girl. I found out who it was. I can keep.
Oh, I already know who Pretty was.
Ooh.
Yes, Pretty wants to be a part of the family. I know who Pretty wants already. So we know
who
Graham's looking for.
Who L phone guy, y'all give me a charger quick.
Honey.
Girl, she died. She died. She died.
Oh, well, their phone just died. But definitely when y'all get online, honey, Ginger, hit me up on Yahoo, honey. I have that screen name for you. I could definitely plug you in. 443-415. You on the dating game. How you doing?
What's going on, Gally?
I'm nothing much, just chilling.
What's up? Yo, this is G.
This who?
G.
G who?
I can't get that other name out.
Why?
No, it's a secret, though, but I got my homeboy up for real, though.
But who's your homeboy?
My homeboy named Tech.
And who he got a crush on?
He likes Shorty Mizrahi, yo.
Oh, he likes Shorty's in a relationship. We can't do people in a relationship.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yo, Kelly said he in a relationship. You
yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, my son is in a relationship. He got to find somebody else he got a crush on, honey.
Yeah, you got to find somebody else. What about Mike? What about your son, Mike?
My son Mike who?
I ain't called. No, 007.
My son Mike 007. I don't know if my son Mike is in a relationship, but I can find out. Mike, hit mother up on Yahoo. Somebody got a question. But you see now, but I don't even know. Y'all only give me first names. How am I supposed to know who am I supposed to, you know, have my son, you know, hooking up with? If I don't know exactly who it is, so I can tell him. Hello? Okay. Hold on, I have another caller. 251-648. You're on the dating game. How you doing? Hello? Hello?
Somebody on here. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, one of y'all is on the phone line, honey. The 215 number 648. Y'all on the air with all those girls in the hotel room. 251-648. All you girls, Ginger, all of y'all, back on the line.
You on the line? I told you so.
Hey,
y'all back on.
What's up, Kelly? This is Jen.
What's going on? My friend want to hit you up. My friend want a piece of you, honey. I don't know if you a top or a bottom, honey. But I seen a visual of it, honey. And it's about 9.5, 10.
You know what, Kelly girl? Who is this boy?
He's from, I forget where he's from. He's from the Midwest.
Girl, I need a visual.
Oh, I could definitely send you a visual. Hit me up on Yahoo and mother, I'll send you a visual. I'll send you all the face pictures. I'll send you all the dick pictures and everything. How you doing? Honey.
Okay, and who want Pretty?
Tell Pretty I'll work on, you know, I don't know, honey. My son got his eye on somebody, but I know Pretty got his eye on my side. How you doing?
What?
Yes. The children.
That's Malaya. She's happening.
Who? Oh, damn, y'all phone is gone again. Next caller, switch one if I have one. This person is...
Ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
So you're back?
No, actually he's not back. I hung up his phone, but he wanted me to call back in.
Oh. Okay. Thanks, Spider.
All right, bye.
Okay. Okay, next caller, please.
somebody once, I'm not, when y'all hit me up and y'all send me these people names that y'all have a crush on or that y'all want a piece of it, I don't know, all these Yahoo or your messages is coming through, I don't know y'all by name. I have y'all underneath your house names or I have y'all underneath 007. When you hit me up and tell me you have a crush on somebody, you have to tell me exactly who you are and what person you are that you are you have a crush on, because I don't know y'all by name, okay? Baby, I have so many fucking IMs and so many people. And when you send me these Yahoo messages and you're your first time hitting me up, you got to tell me what house you in, because I'm putting everybody in 007 if you don't tell me exactly what house you in, because I have too many messages coming across my screen right now, okay? Hold on. Let me get some of these messages going before I take any more phone calls. Who? If you're not Chip, I'm not telling you who wants a piece of Chip. I need Chip to hit me up, and I'll let Chip know exactly who he needs to want today. And a lot of these IMs, I'm not going to be doing IMs. You have to call in, and you have to give a real name so these people can know. We're not going to be sitting here playing with these fake names and the girls just sitting here wasting my time. I do not have time for it. Pick up the phone. If you really got a crush on these people, it ain't like you sitting in their face and they're going to reject you in their face. It's just letting them know that you have a crush on them. Bitch, pick up the fucking phone, bitches, and stop sitting behind these fucking screen names, bitches. Honey, bitch, you ain't going to find love behind a fucking Yahoo Messenger or a motherfucking fake fucking name, bitch. Please. Pick up the fucking phone and call the fucking. That's how we going to do it, Miss Thing. Like, child, please. Honey. Yes, and that's what everybody in the chat room is saying. I wish I could see what's going on in the chat room. 706-850, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? How you doing?
What's going on? Who this?
This Eris.
Hi, Eris. Who you
How
got
you
a crush
doing?
On?
There's actually two people. One is Lawrence Ebony, and the other one is Tip 007. Well, I think you saw the 007, though.
No, Tip is a Chanel again.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay. Well, Aaron's got a crush on Lawrence and Tip, honey. So, Lawrence, I know you out there listening. I know you out there listening, Lawrence. So, definitely press one and chime in. Aaron's, and I have you. If they wanted to come back on the line, if come up on the line, I'll definitely bring you up. And, you know, we'll see if we have a love connection. Okay, all these messages on my Batman line. I'm not doing no messages on my Batman line. Get on Yahoo or call into the show. Okay, listen, that's it. I'm not taking no more messages. It's too much going on right now. He's in a relationship. That person that hit me up about the Milan, he's in a relationship. No, ma'am. I told you we're not doing nobody in relationships. 917-337, you're on the air on the dating game. How you doing?
What's up, Graham?
What's going on?
What's good? I got a crush on somebody.
Okay, and who's that? Who's that?
Who? Rodney.
Hello?
He's a Milan.
I already know who it is. You want me to put the name out there for you?
Oh, but wait a minute. Who is it?
No.
What you said?
Hold on, wait.
Okay, well, Eric Milan, Justin is looking for you. He has a crush on you. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Look around.
Hello? Okay, honey. Yes. Baby. Okay. Switchboard, next caller. Baby, you know I makes it hot, honey. How you doing? Baby, I makes it hot, honey. Hold on, I'm trying to see if she gonna let me in now. 443-248, you on the ear on the dating game. How you doing?
How you doing, Kelly and Andre?
Andre's not here. This is Lessons with the Legend.
How you doing, Kelly? This is Sunshine.
Hi, Sunshine.
How you doing? I miss you, Kelly.
I miss you too. You got a crush on someone?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a crush on Sunshine?
I got a crush on one of my house brothers, and then I got a crush on another member.
Okay. Well, tell me which one of the Ms. Rahis you want.
I got a crush on Drew.
Or Bruce. Oh, Bruce from L.A.
I got a crush on Tony and Drew.
Oh, Tony and Drew.
I got a crush on Drew. I got a crush on Tony.
Listen, you're doing a lot. You is doing a lot, honey.
I got a crush on Tony.
Okay, well, I'll let them know. Well, you'll let them know, honey. You'll see them at the next meeting. How you doing? I'm going to make sure I come down to D.C. and have a meeting so you can y'all can all be together in the meeting and you can let them know. Thank you for calling in, Sunset. Hi, bitch. Thank you. Switchboard, get the next number ready. I'm ready. Hi to my 57 girls in the chat room. Mother is now in the motherfucking room. How you doing, bitch? I am in the fucking room. Yes. 240-478. You're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
I'm fine. I have a biggest crush on Lovely Carter Miss Rahi.
Hold on. Who is this?
This is Quinn.
This is Quinn and who?
I'm a 007.
Quentin 007 from where, Quentin?
I'm from D.C.
You're from D.C.?
Yeah.
And you have a big crush on my daughter, Lovely.
Yes, that's actually my mother, but I love her down.
Oh. Well, hit me up on Yahoo, and I'll pass your name on over to Lovely.
All right.
Okay. I know, that's right, honey. Next caller, private caller, you're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing? Hello? Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, I guess not, honey. Miss Nicki Minaj, do you got your eye on somebody? Who is it, Miss Nicki Minaj? Tell me who it is. Private caller, you're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing, private caller?
How you doing?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Lollipop from the chat room.
Hi, Lollipop. Do you got your eye on somebody, Lollipop?
Yeah.
And who's that?
Trey Song.
Who?
Trey Songz.
Oh, I can't help you with Trey Songz. I don't know him, honey.
Well, if you come across him.
But I got somebody that look like Trey Songz that maybe I can help you with. Honey, okay. I told you, Queens, last night to stay away from my son. He's in a fucking relationship, Queens, honey. Y'all don't get enough? Honey, 678-933. You on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? This is Kanye Prodigy.
Hi, Kanye Prodigy. Who you got a crush on, Kanye?
It's Vivian Miyake Mugler.
Vivian Miyake Mugler. Kanye Prodigy got a crush on you. How you doing?
I got another crush, too.
Who's that?
Amaya.
Who?
Amaya.
Amaya? Okay. Oh, so you do the girls. I know that's right, honey.
Somebody got to do it.
Oh, well, yeah, somebody definitely have to do it, honey. Well, honey, I guess the girls will definitely find out, and they'll definitely get up on you, honey. Okay, work, honey. Next caller, please. Oh, yes, to my sister Divine. I took one this morning when I woke up. I should have listened to you and took it when I was asleep. I have been going all day. I can't keep nothing down at all. 402-422. You're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing? 402-422. You on the air?
You doing?
How you doing? Who this?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
I have a crush on Kelly.
You have a crush on what, Kelly?
East Coast Kelly.
East Coast Kelly is right here.
Yeah, I have a crush on you, baby.
And who is this?
What kind of panties you got on?
Baby, they're dark green. Hello. Oh, my God. Honey. Baby. That really scared me, Miss A. Honey. Chill. I don't know who it was, honey. I don't know who it was. You have to listen to the archives, Lovely, to find out who it was. I don't know who he was. But he said he knows you. Hold on. Well, hold on. I just got an IM, and I know who this person is. Rock Chanel has a crush on Norman Prodigy. So Norman Prodigy, Rock, has a crush on you. How you doing? Next caller is 443-857. You're on the air on Dating Tuesdays. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Okay.
What's going on?
What's going on with my crush?
Wait, hold on, because I'm just confused. What's your name again?
Antonio.
Antonio what?
Aphrodite.
And who you got a crush on?
Ruby Mizrahi.
Who?
Ruby Mizrahi.
Rudy Mizrahi?
Ruben Mizrahi.
Oh, Ruben Mizrahi. Ruben's in a relationship. Ruben's taking. You can't have Ruben.
All right, thanks.
Okay. This is Pharaoh Lacroix, and he has a crush on Brianna Mizrahi, but I think she's too old for me. Honey. Bitch. Oh, my God. Next caller, please. Pharrell. Pharrell, Brianna said to tell you hi. Mm. How do he look? Pharrell, send me a picture, honey. Hold on. I need to see how he looks. You got a crush on my daughter. Send me a picture. I know that's right. And where you from, Pharrell? Where Pharrell from? Oh, Pharrell, where you from? Hit me up. Let me know where you from, Pharrell. Oh. Somebody got a crush on one of my daughters now. First it was my boys, now it's my girls. 856-232. You're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing? Oh, hold on. 856-405. You're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who this?
This Marquise Prodigy.
Oh, this Marquise Prodigy. Hi, Marquise.
Hey, Kelly.
So,
yeah,
who you got,
got a crush on
Marquise?
I got a crush on Tank Mugler.
On Faith Mugler?
No, Tank Mugler.
Tank. Oh, Tank?
Yeah.
Oh, Tank Mugler. Oh, Tank, if you out there, you listening, Marquise Prodigy has a crush on you. He wants a piece of you. Find his number, hook it up. If it's a love connection, come back and let Mother Love know, honey. Next Tuesday, honey, okay? Okay, thank you for calling in, Marquise. Oh, he's from New York City, the one that got a crush on my daughter, Brianna. He's in Brooklyn. He lives in Brooklyn. How you doing? Yes, he hit me up, and he told me he's from Brooklyn. But before you hit me up, somebody already told me that you're from New York and you live in Brooklyn, and they sent me a visual already. Private caller, you're on the air on Dating Tuesdays. How you doing? Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Somebody sending me a message. I can't talk online right now, so I have to decline your call. Can't talk already. Chill. Private caller. Okay. Ooh. Sister, hold on, I'm going to come to the private caller. Private caller, you're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing, Pastor Ashtray? Private caller?
Yeah, I got a
question. I got a question. Who is this?
Dexter.
Huh?
Dexter
who?
Leviticus.
Baby, thank you for calling in. I'm not playing no games tonight. Bye-bye. Okay, sister. My sister to my sister Divine. Someone just hit me up and they interested in Divine. How you doing? I put the Y back in Divine, honey. Somebody just hit me up and they interested in you, sister. I know that's right. Yes, honey. Okay. Divine. Hello. Where's Divine? Divine, are you there? Divine,
I'm right here.
Hi, sister. Somebody just hit me up and they're interested in you. So I'm going to forward you their Yahoo name, and you can hit them up if you want to. So I'll definitely forward to you their name, buddy. And so you can definitely hit them up, honey. Because I'm not going to forward them yours. I'm going to forward you their name so you can hit them up. Okay?
Okay.
It's a cute piece, sister. It's worth it, honey. I'm not gonna put his name out there, but it's a good name. So I'll forward you his name.
All right.
Thanks, sis. Oh, Kelly, this is my friend on my space. Okay. Hold on. Wait. I have a lot of IMs coming back up. Oh, Marquise and Tank have lovers already for the people that hit me up. And all you girls that's out here and you give me, please give me your real names, Miss Tank, because the children can go and download the iCarbs and they can definitely hear that you have a crush on them and they can definitely call in, you know, and, you know, try to make something go down. 313-722, you're on the air on Dating Tuesdays. How you doing?
Hey, Ma, check your text messages.
What?
Check your text messages real quick.
I can't check my text messages right now. I have too much going on right now to check my text messages.
Well, who like Tyreek? Because we want to know.
What? That's not for y'all. You're not Tyreek. Okay.
Check your texts. He said I can find out.
No, I'm not telling. That's between Tyreek and that person, and that person got to hit me back up because I closed my IMs, and I have to go through my IMs at the end of the night and find out exactly who that person was to let Tyreek know. Okay, thank you. Okay. Tyreek and TJ, do y'all got something going on, honey? Okay, hold on. Yes, okay. Hold on. At 404-932, you're on the air on Dating Tuesdays. How you doing?
I'm just listening, Colleen.
Who this?
Your twisted sister in Atlanta. What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just listening to the show. You know, I listened to you again and again. I told you you was the ballroom $1 million matchmaker. I'm going to let you get your matches first before I come for my appointment, you know.
Yes, honey, baby. Don't worry, honey. I'm going to make a match out of somebody, honey. I'm going to make a match, honey. Send your... Oh, wait. Hold on. Your Yahoo... to me. Okay, I'm definitely going to make a match, honey. Trust and believe.
I'm trying to get that match, and I'm coming, you know, giving my little resume over for what I'm looking for, you know.
Okay, definitely do that, honey. Definitely do that, honey. We're going to make a match out of somebody. Okay, thank you for calling in. Private caller, you're on the air on Dating Tuesdays. How you doing, private caller?
Of course.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I have a crush.
Yeah, and who is it? Who am I talking with?
I have a crush on.
Hello? I'm not. Okay, good night. Thank you for definitely calling in. They're gone. Okay, next caller. Okay. Well, we have no more callers right now, honey. Oh, thank you, Lord, honey. I can have a little break, honey. Ooh, chill. Hold on. Switchboard, can you give me a little music for about a couple of seconds, honey? Let me go because I'm here by myself, and let me have a bathroom break, and, you know, and then I'll start replying back to some of these IMs that the girls are sending me because I need a bathroom break. Honey, why we ain't got no callers? Honey. Thank you. Okay, I'm back, honey. I'm back, honey. I am definitely back, honey. Work, honey. I don't know. Oh, you got to hit me up with your name. This person that asked me about this person that just hit me up and asked me about this alone person. Hit me up with your name, and I'll let them know who your name is and that you are looking to get a piece of them. No, I did not, honey. No, I did not, honey, baby. At all. Yes. No, no, no. 347-299. You're on the air on Dating Tuesdays. How you doing?
What do you do, Kelly? I have a question for you.
Wait, oh, no, who is this?
This is Brooklyn Escada.
Who? This is Brooklyn Escada?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a crush on who?
Tia LaCroix.
Okay, Tia LaCroix?
Yeah.
Okay. Tia LaCroix, Brooklyn and Scott, I got a crush on you. What are you going to do about that? How you doing? Okay. Dante Dior has a crush on Little Trey. Allure, honey. He wants a piece of Little Trey. Little Trey, if you're single, definitely hit me up, honey. Thank you. Thank you for loving the show, honey. I do try to bring something new to the table for the girls and something interesting. Tyreek, you're back on the air. How you doing? Tyreek, you're on the air.
Why are they telling me to call in?
Oh, because somebody has a crush on you. But I forgot who it was because I have so many IMs coming up. So that person that wanted a piece of Tyreek, if you're still listening to the show and you hit me up on Yahoo so I can know who you are, so I can forward your Yahoo to Tyreek, because Tyreek definitely do have Yahoo and y'all can definitely talk. So hit me back up and I'll let you and I'll what you call it. When they hit me back up, Tyreek, I'll forward you to Yahoo and y'all can conversate.
All right, bye.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Nicki Minaj said Tia wants a piece. I want a part. Tell Nicki Minaj that Tia wants a piece. Oh, honey. Yes. Oh, Tip is. Oh. What? Oh, work. Oh, my God. Tip Chanel just hit me up and said he has a crush on Mel Chanel, schoolboy from North Carolina. All right. Hold on. AJ Mizrahi just hit me up and said he has a crush on Balenciaga. You know, that name don't really come out my mouth too much, so, you know, sorry. Yes, okay, I know that's right. Yes. So, Mel Chanel, if you out there, your house brother Tip, he wants a piece. How you doing? I know that's right. Oh, no, Tia wants a part of Nicki. Oh, Tia wants a part of Nicki. Oh, I know that's right. How you doing? Baby, the children are definitely calling in. This is definitely, it's definitely been a cute night, and the children are calling in and everything and stuff, honey. I can't wait till we get the MySpace page going, honey, and the children can definitely hit me up and, you know, and leave messages, and I can forward the message to them. You want a piece of what, Kelly? Honey, people don't have a piece of me. You don't have a piece. If you're talking about Big Kelly, you don't have a piece of me. It's either the whole thing or nothing at all. It's not a piece. I'm not a slide type of girl or one night type of stand type of person, honey. I don't just bam, 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 ham, thank you, ma'am, with the children, honey. No, honey. I've been here for 14 years in the scene, Miss Thang. I've been here for 34 years. I want to be here for at least another 40 more years. I don't bam, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, with the children. How you doing? Yes. I got a crush on Eric Prodigy. But, see, you underneath an alias screen name in the chat room, so how will Eric know who you are if you got a crush on him? You have to call in, honey, and let the girls know that you have a crush on Eric and give your name, cause, you know. And tell all your girlfriends, for everybody that doesn't listen to the show or claim that they don't listen to our show, If they want to find out the people that definitely did have a crush on them and they gave their name and definitely called in with a real name, they can go and download the iCards on tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio /Tears the Chop. You can download it to your Sidekick. You can download it to your iPod. Or you could just listen to the show, honey, and, you know, and find out who that person was and, you know, add it up. Yes, okay. Yes, honey. I might make one connection. Somebody hit me up. I'm not gonna put that person's name out there, but somebody hit me up and they told me they definitely on Yahoo and they definitely chatted with somebody. I sent them over their name. I'm not gonna put their name out there who they was, but they're definitely chatting. Yes, and they hit me up, and they said it's different. Somebody hit me up, and they said it's different. This is different, but it's definitely cute. So you can actually definitely have a connection with somebody out there, and, you know, and I'll be the person that helped you get to them. How you doing? Yes. So for all you children that's out there, honey, let them know. Every Tuesday here on Blog Talk Radio /Tears or Chops, Dating Tuesdays is definitely and a fact, honey. What the Fuck Tuesdays is definitely gone. And we're here. We're going to have the recap every Monday night. And on Tuesdays, we're going to have Dating Tuesdays. And then on Wednesday night, I'm definitely going to give you a positive show on Wednesday night, honey. You'll definitely have a positive show on Wednesday night. Yes, honey, so, you know, yes, I do, I'm trying, and I'm going to keep it very discreet, and please, nobody, if you hear somebody say one of your girlfriend's names on the show, I'm not going to tell you who the person is, and I'm not going to send your Yahoo or anything to somebody else. I'm only going to send it to that person that they are interested in. I'm not going to be passing names between other girlfriends or anything. So if your friend don't have Yahoo, they need to sign up for Yahoo so they can find out who that person is, and I need to verify that I'm actually talking to that person on Yahoo before I pass off the name, because I'm not just going to be passing off anybody's Yahoo to anybody, and then the girls are sitting here playing games with people's feelings and people's emotions. This is something that's really... It's here. We're here to try to better this and make it good for the community. How you doing? Yes. Somebody just hit me up, and I'm not going to put them out there, honey, but they hit me up, and they said they have a crush on Envy Mizrahi. Is that Envy from Oakland? I'm not going to put that person out there, but I will pass your name on to Envy, if that's the Envy you're talking about. Is that Envy from Oakland? Please hit me up and let me know, honey. I'm very discreet about my game, honey, so I'm not going to put nobody names out there. I'm just going to let the people know. When you hit me up through Yahoo, I will not put your name out there with the person that you, you know, and, you know, that person hit me up, let me know, bitch. I want to give a big shout out to everybody, to all the 53 people that's in the chat room that have been listening and have been chiming in with us all night. It took me a long time to definitely get up in the chat room, honey, but I am now in the motherfucking room, honey. I got a crush on Josh. Oh, somebody just hit me up and said they got a crush on Josh Milan, honey. Is that face Josh Milan? And it's a con that has a crush on Josh Milan. So Josh Milan, if you out there listening, honey, hit me up on Yahoo at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi. Justin Milan that used to live here in New York. Someone has a crush on you, Justin Milan. So hit me up at Justin. You have my Yahoo. Hit me up. Somebody got a crush on Gay Tank. Oh, my fucking gosh. Justin Milan, hit me up, baby. Yes. It's definitely some fun, some teas, honey. David Miyake Mugler. Somebody has a crush on you, David. I know that's right. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, little Joey Khan. Oh, somebody have a crush on one of the Khans. I want a piece of Daddy Khan from New York City. Somebody got a crush on Diego. Diego, hit me up. Somebody got a crush on you, honey. Baby, this is a mess, honey. Oh, you want a piece? Oh, hold on. My Yahoo just went down, honey. Hold on. My Yahoo is frozen. Give me a minute. Got too many Yahoos coming up. My Yahoo had to shut down. Hold on. I have to reboot my Yahoo. I had 42 messages open up on Yahoo, and my Yahoo just went down. So I'm not on Yahoo right now. Give me a minute. This is really cute, and it has definitely been very interesting, and the girls, and I have two people that definitely chatting with people through Yahoo right now, and they're definitely chatting, and the two people that's chatting with the people has definitely hit me up and said this is definitely cute, it's something cute, it's interesting, and it's definitely something new, and they're definitely enjoying it, and they're chatting with two people. So I do have two different people that's definitely chatting with people, and then I also have my Banji Gun sister, Trishe. She's definitely chatting with somebody. So I definitely have the girls that's chatting with people. Hold on, I have a caller that's coming across my screen. Hold on, wait. Switchboard, can you send me that number again? I closed your Yahoo by accident because it's just too much coming on. I know it's a 404 number. 404-422, you're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
You know what's going on, Kelly? This is AJ.
Hey, AJ.
Why you gotta say all that to me like that, Kelly?
Because why you trying to sell? Please, if you're gonna and listen, let me tell you something, right? And
you don't like my
voice. No, this is not just to you, right? This is not just to you. So I don't want you to take it as shade. This is for everybody. If you're actually looking for somebody and you want to actually really meet somebody and be and have something real with somebody, be yourself. All that extra baritone voice and trade voice and low cunt voice, be your fucking self, and people will
you
like
do,
you
more. You do it, it's not a problem.
People will like you even more. Okay.
When you do it, it's not a problem.
Go ahead, AJ. I don't pin on my sexy white voice unless I'm talking to somebody that's worthy of me talking.
And then nobody say
what's
the sexy white voice.
Okay.
Then nobody say sexy white voice.
Okay, so now who do you want?
Beverly Khan.
Who do you want?
I have a crush on Beverly Khan.
Bitch. Okay, listen. This is not a tease, okay? Bitch, please.
Kelly.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Let me be looking for somebody that's 5'5", brown eyes, fat ass. No, I'm just playing.
Ciao, AJ. Bye, AJ. Okay. Oh my God. Wait, hold on. I got some messages coming over here. Pharrell, hit me up with your phone number, Pharrell. I need your number, Pharrell. The person that just hit me up about the Milan child, he's in a relationship. We don't do people in relationships. And Ms. Rahi that hit me up about that about Smiles. He's in a relationship, too. We don't do people that's in relationships. 803-361, you're on the air on Dating Tuesday. How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on? Who I'm talking with?
Talking to J007.
Jaden 007?
Yeah.
Where you from, Jaden?
I'm from GA.
What? Oh, from Georgia.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Shit. I got a crush on TJ Mizrahi, schoolboy.
Which
Detroit.
One? From Detroit?
Yeah.
Well, do you have my Yahoo? You have Yahoo?
Yeah.
Oh, so hit me up on Yahoo at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com and tell me that you want TJ, and I'll forward your Yahoo to TJ.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I have Pharrell's number. Hold on. I got a crush on Whoopi Mizrahi. She knows you have a crush on her. Honey, yes. the children want a piece of my kids? Hold on, honey. Hold on. Honey, yes, honey, yes. You know her number. Hit her up on her phone number. You got her number already. Hit her up. Hold on. Who is this? This is a lot, honey. We might need Miss Ebony. Are we gonna have some extra time? I need a sexy boy.
That answer is. That answer is.
Well, if there's any butchers out there, honey, I have a nice female figure that's looking for a nice butch out there. So if you're a butch and you're interested in playing my dating game, I have a nice female figure. Wait, hold on. Wait, what was that? Hold on. Somebody said they have a crush on Pork Chop Milan, whoever Pork Chop Milan is. Somebody just told me that they have a crush on him. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to say your name. Hold on. This is Shorty. No. So you have, no, because that's not the name. I don't have that name for you. You have a new, hold on, new name. Hold on. Okay, wait, hold on. Baby, because it's a lot going on. I have so many things. AJ, hit me up. AJ, are you on Yahoo? I have 90 seconds left to the show. And it's been a great night. It's been a great night. Hypnotic is in a relationship, and Hypnotic is married for the person that's asking about Hypnotic. AJ, hit me up on Yahoo because somebody has your thing. And don't forget to be here tomorrow night when I definitely have a positive topic tomorrow. It's definitely going to be Thanksgiving on Thursday, and we're definitely going to be talking about family and friends and, you know, people that need to be with their family. Remember whatever you do, practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. I love you all for loving me, and be here tomorrow night. Everybody that chimes in and the Yahoos and everything, please be here tomorrow night for our positive topic tomorrow. I love you all. Practice safe sex, and I'll see you back here tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
My only wish. Girl, I travel around the world and even sail the seven seas. Across the universe and go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always, wait, I'll meet you halfway.